Welcome back to Inside the Cave here on 96.5 FM, 965thecave.com. That's where we're streaming the show. That's where you can stream tonight's game. If you're out of the area or maybe you don't get the best radio signal, jump on the website, 965thecave.com. You can stream it there for free. And you might want to stream this game tonight, our Cave Game of the Week. It's the Morenci Bulldogs as they travel down to Stryker, Ohio, for their second ever eight-player football game. And on the phone, we're joined by Stephen Wilkinson, the head coach of the Morenci Bulldogs. Good morning, Coach. How are we doing today?
Good morning. Good. Thanks for having me on, and excited to get another game under our belt here this evening.
Absolutely. And, want to look back a little bit at last week before we look forward to this week. What was it like? Another first for Morenci, being an eight-player program this season, and you took on an experienced Toledo Christian team. What was that like in Morenci, and what was that like for your team?
Yeah, Toledo Christian, they've been doing it for a few years, and we went out and scheduled them to start the year. They were a tough team. They had a quarterback that could throw it around. They could run it as well, and definitely presented some challenges, but I was really happy the way our guys played. We had a lot of new guys step up, play a lot of different roles, and we were in the game. We were fighting, battling, and then just they were able to make a few more plays than us. But there was a lot of positives to take away from that game, and then like the whole eight player part, that's just. There's many times throughout the game where you don't even really think about it. You're playing high school football on Friday night, and you don't really notice all those differences, as much as you do when you're necessarily game planning. But when you're in the game, that's just not really something that you're thinking about all too much. It was just good to get after it there for the first time this season.
So you've had the unique opportunity to coach both 11 and 8 player, and I know you just said there's no difference, but is there a difference from a coaching standpoint? Are you calling plays different? Is the approach different from 11 to 8?
Yeah, there's definitely some differences there, and then defensively it just presents even more problems than it does offensively, for sure, because you're only losing one eligible receiver on offense. So just being able to make sure you have guys to cover the pass as well as have enough guys in the box to stop the run is key there. So learning every week, we're able to make some adjustments and some changes, what worked, what didn't work, and just kind of learning, getting better, and presenting those new things for the new week here.
Hi, Coach Andrew Morton. Just looking at your schedule here, it seems like you had to schedule a lot of Ohio teams. How did that go about? Could you not find any Michigan teams that, could get you in this year? So you had to go down to Ohio, and, how are you guys looking, stacking up against these four Ohio teams in your non-conference games?
Yeah, right away, when we decided to join eight-player football, we reached out, and the Tri-River 8 League was able to get us in. Which is excellent. There's a lot of quality opponents there. And then we had to fill four non-conference games. And we reached out, to everybody, both Michigan schools and Ohio schools. It just seemed like a lot of the schools near us in Michigan, it was a little bit tougher to, fill those weeks, right away. But definitely looking to fill, to get them on our schedule as well. But those schools in Ohio just, the way it worked out, they had some open weeks and just got them on. Location is important to us as well, but at the same time, those are good teams, and Toledo Christian had another strong performance, against another county team in Lenawee Christian last night. So this is kind of the way it worked out, and I think whoever we play, we're going to be playing some new teams. So it's just exciting for the kids to be able to do that.
I know we don't want to get into the transitive property of things, but If you look at that result last night, Lenawee Christian and Toledo Christian, and then your result from week one, do you feel like your team is, you know, maybe closer than a lot of people think to making some noise in eight-player football?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was just happy the way that we played last night, and, you know, that, you know, you can say, you know, all you want about transitive property, all those things, but, you know, plain and simple, we got to get better, and, you know, we're looking to do so tonight against Stryker, another quality opponent. So, yeah, I mean, when you compare things to Lenawee Christian, who's never lost an eight-player game, you know, you just kind of feel a little bit better, like, say, hey, like the progress we made is there, and just got to keep getting after it.
So, Stryker tonight, the game will be here on the Cave. If Bulldog fans don't want to make that drive down to Stryker, in your film study of Stryker, anything stand out to you? Anything that they do really well, or something you could look at to exploit?
Yeah, offensively, they kind of emulate Toledo Christian in some ways. They got a big quarterback that can throw it, but he's a tough runner. They got some receivers, some big receivers that, you know, that line up in space, and they want to throw it to him now, get the ball out of that quarterback's hands. Just kind of spread it out, extend the run game there with them, and they got tough running back too. So we just got to be able to show up, you know, be able to match their physicality, make tackles in space, and they're similar, and they present their own set of problems as well. But so we're looking to see, you know, the changes we made and adjustments, if they can pay off for us tonight.
So a big part of, you know, the Cave trying to get local players on the air, local interviews. We do our LISD Athlete of the Week on Thursdays. We ask coaches to send in emails with stats so we can talk about the players themselves. For your Bulldogs last week and maybe in practice this week, are there a few players that you'd like to highlight? Not, you know, not like you're not highlighting other players, but, you know, who are some of the Bulldogs that Jeff's going to call their name a lot tonight?
Yeah, like the first one you got to, you know, talk about is Landon Mansfield. You know, we're getting the ball in his hands every play, lined up at quarterback. But he's, you know, really just another running back there who can throw it at times as well when we need him to. He's just dynamic in a lot of ways, makes kids miss. He's physical, just all around the field, offensively, defensively. He had some of our biggest hits on defense. Just some plays just go, wow, like, you know, like, yeah. So he's that kid that can make those plays. You know, he punts. He's our guy that we put back on returns. All those things he does, and kind of the team kind of goes with him in a lot of ways. Other backs, you know, we got Jaden Abels, and Bryson Batchelder, Brody Pike, just guys that are experienced seniors that can carry the ball. And then kind of our most physical player on the offensive line, and that linebacker, we got Owen Blaker. Just kind of, you know, lead. You know, he kind of leads where we're running the ball. Just, you know, puts kids on his back, and it's, you know, physical hitter on defense as well. So those are guys that, you know, that have put the work in for years, and now they can kind of shine more where there's only eight guys on the field and all that. So,
well, great. Tonight's game, 7:00 from Stryker, Ohio, as the Morenci Bulldogs go for win number one this season. And we've been talking to their coach, Stephen Wilkinson. Coach, I appreciate your time this morning, and good luck tonight.
Thanks. Appreciate you having me on. And, yeah, we're going to give it our best.
All right, absolutely.